Thank you for calling VisionNet. My name is Caitlin. How can I assist you tonight?
Hi. I just moved into a new apartment today for like the Aurora, it's called. And I've been trying to troubleshoot the Wi-Fi connection here for a while, but I'm not getting like any sort of connection. I'm able to connect to it, but no internet connection.
Okay. Can I go ahead and have your first and last name spelled out, please?
Yeah, I'm calling for my girlfriend who's on the lease. Do you want her information?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's Chantel, Chantell, and then last name is Angarita.
All right, and well, that's going to be a good callback number if we get disconnected.
Yeah, 949-429-9799.
You said 949-429-9799.
Perfect.
And what's the address associated with the account?
It's going to be 2A15. Let me double check because it's different from the Aurora.
Okay.
It should be. One second. Okay, it's going to be 2815 18th Avenue South. Apartment 103, Unit 5103.
All right. And what's that zip code? I'm sorry.
No worries. It's going to be 59405.
All right. And can you read me off the ID number on your equipment?
Yeah, one second. For on the router.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me look. What would that be labeled as? I see serial
I would hope it
number,
would
model
say,
number.
Does it start with like a C?
The SSID,
okay.
It is CXNK0135D666.
All right. And bear with me just 1 minute. I'm going to go ahead and try and get that router pulled up and see what we can do with it, okay?
Gotcha. Just FYI, I don't know if it has any impact on it, but when I was going through some, like, troubleshooting stuff and I connected through something where it ended up, like, changing the server name, but that's the one listed on the router itself.
Okay. All right. Bear with me just 1 minute.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks. And just to confirm, you said it was showing the Wi-Fi name, but it's connecting, but it's not doing anything, or it's not connecting at all?
Yeah, so it shows up on my devices, I can connect to it using like the password that's on the unit. But
it's just not doing
yeah,
anything.
I can't. Exactly, yeah. And then eventually we'll throw a flag on my device saying no internet connection. And I got into like a, I want to say it was called like an admin panel or something, like putting the IP into my browser, and it was saying like no IPv4 or IPv6 connection.
Okay. Bear with me just one more minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to read that equipment ID back to you, if you don't mind, to make sure I have it right.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, I have C as in Charlie, X as in X-ray, N as in Nancy, K as in Kilo, 0, 1, 3, 5, D as in Dog, 666.
Perfect, yes.
Okay, thanks. All right, so usually with the equipment ID, I'm able to pull it up and do a system reboot and everything like that. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
How long has she been in that apartment? I'm not sure if it's because she recently moved in that I'm not able to locate it. How new are the apartments?
Yeah, I mean, we moved in today. I think all the power and everything has been set up. From what the leasing office said, they said all the internet and everything should be ready as of like at least a week ago. Again, like I said, when I went to that admin panel and stuff, it allowed me to like change the, I don't know if it changed the actual ID like for the router or if it was just like through like kind of the display name,
mm-hmm.
but the display name shows up differently now.
Yeah.
On my devices. I don't know if you want to try that, but
it was probably it probably changed the display name, not the equipment ID. Were you able
right.
to reboot that equipment?
Yeah, I gave it a few tries and it goes straight to like the, I mean, it doesn't go straight to it. It has like the in between kind of LED signal, like it's trying to connect, and then it goes just defaults to the no internet connection.
Is there a second box that you see, like an ONT box?
So I'm not honestly super familiar. It is connected to like some sort of like
another
wall
box.
Mounted. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's like exposed wires and everything. And it's
is there, do you see, go ahead and unplug that Ethernet cord in that one if you can.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see if that does anything and we'll go from there. Sometimes the ONT is messed up and it doesn't let you get a signal.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Is there
a
power cord coming out of that one or is it like a battery pack in it?
I want to say it's getting some sort of hardwired power. There's like a few different, like, what is that?
Okay. Is there like a power, like not a power cord, but like a skinny, like a, I don't know how to explain it type of cord going into it. I don't know how old you are. So like a CD player type, not a CD player headphone type deal, but.
You're like, referring to that other unit, not the router?
Yeah.
No, I mean, as far as I can see from anything visible, it's mounted to like the back plate of the
mm-hmm.
like some sort of box here. But the only cables I see going into it are two
two like 8 port, like I think they're Cat 6 cables or something, but
all right. And you did say you tried with that, you tried to unplug that, the other cord that was going into it, see if it was secure in there.
Yeah. Let me try. There's a bunch of ports. I'm trying the other ones just to see if that fixes anything, but
okay.
Does not look like it's doing anything. I did speak with someone else in the building who said they were having the exact same issue. So I don't know if it's something, I don't know if it's larger scale.
I did have a customer call in, one of my agents did here recently. I'll have to check and see if they were in the same building as you guys and we can go from there. But I do have your information down, and what I'm going to do is go ahead and get it escalated over. And then they can go from there with you. There must be something else that they're going to need to do, whether that includes sending somebody else to check on it or something like that.
Right.
So like I said, I'm going to get that information sent over, and we do apologize for the inconvenience tonight.
Just out of curiosity, I don't know if you know the answer, if someone does need to come out, do you know, would that be like a Monday, Tuesday? Would it take like a week? Just trying to plan. I'm working remotely while I'm helping her move in, so I want to make sure I'm not missing any days.
I'm hoping that it would be like maybe a Monday or Tuesday thing. Unfortunately, I'm not with scheduling, so I'm not sure how it really goes.
Right.
More just like an overnight type thing. But I do have your information dropped in the chat, and they do check that every day, so you should hear something shortly. Well, not tonight,
gotcha.
But here in the next day or two, yes.
Okay. And then
it must be a good callback number for y'all.
If you have that 949 number, that's fine.
I do have that listed. I do apologize.
No worries.
My router screen up.
That'd be perfect for calling.
429-9799.
Yep.
Okay.
And then just for that other person in the building who's having the same issue, I don't know. I don't want him to call and have to go through the whole like runaround again. With you guys, but I do like want to make sure, like, obviously their unit gets flagged as well if someone needs to come out.
Definitely.
Should I have them call, and like, is there like a reference number or anything they could give to make it easier, or?
No reference number. There's just two of us working tonight. So I'll speak with the other agent and get her aware of that. If we do have anybody else calling in, from Unit 5 at 2815 18th Ave.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry we weren't able to get that resolved for you, and hopefully it won't be too long before they can get you back up and running, okay?
Awesome. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.